This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing.
Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Archway Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Teaching Professionals, The Art of Teaching Professional and How to Teach Professionals, the KSEP Technique, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Joining me from Australia is the author, Dr. Nigel Wilson. Nigel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay.
Am I pronouncing that correctly, the KSEP Technique?
Yes, KSEP, correct.
Is it close enough? Well, that's good news. That's one mistake I didn't make already. That's good to hear. You have an extensive background in education and law. Tell the listeners a little of your background and more of this book. What is the purpose of it, and how did you come about to write it?
Thanks, Jay. I've over 28 years' experience in education, principally in legal education. Also, quite a lot of work in curriculum development as well as professional legal practice. And drawing on these experiences, I developed the KSEP technique. KSEP is actually an acronym for the themes or techniques which are in the book. The first one is clarity, the second one, analysis, the third, inquiry, system, structure, and emphasis. And the final but most important one is professional. So added together, KSEP is KSEP with a P. It's also a simple play on words. The French word case, like in English, means box or case. KSEP is both a learning and teaching technique and a toolbox for information, tools or techniques, with the addition of the key final letter, P for professional. The other motivation was that given the significant impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on global teaching and learning, the United Nations has prompted to call upon professionals to, and I quote, reimagine education and accelerate change. It's my hope that the book and its techniques will help teachers and those wanting to be teachers to respond to this call for the benefit of today's and future generations.
And the contents of your book, because it's taken from a very educated and trained background that you have, is this something that even a beginning teacher can understand and grasp a hold of the techniques? And also, can it be used in remote learning? Is it something that will adapt to that?
Absolutely. One of the principal drivers for the book was my own experience was that I completed taught programs in law and economics, and I was invited to teach. And at that time, there were relatively limited transition opportunities or training. And the book is intended to provide a resource for the person who's interested in teaching as much as starting to teach. In relation to remote learning, there are a lot of opportunities for teachers in remote environments to use the techniques because they're quite simply drawn. There are a lot of infographics in the book and a lot of techniques which are repeatable but also are agile for diverse environments.
You've managed to pen this in 100 pages. Again, that's, I think, a relatively complex topic material, but would you say that this is fairly simple to grasp a hold of the concepts?
Yes, absolutely. I resisted the temptation of writing more broadly and decided to distill the essence of the concept and the techniques for the user, but also for accessibility. And I've set myself a task to write more simply. There's a quote which has been often attributed to Mark Twain that is along the lines of, if I'd had more time, I would have written a shorter letter. Uh-huh. I've applied that technique a bit here. I applied my time to abbreviating, distilling the methods so that they're accessible.
One thing also I notice in the chapter headings, you have a chapter titled Teaching Small Groups, which may or may not totally be focused on traditional education. Is that chapter have a broader scope, and would it appeal to maybe a broader audience than just the scholastic school teacher type?
It would. When we think of teaching, we think of any of the environments in which we pass or transfer knowledge. They could be in the home as a parent. Often it can be also that children teach their parents, but also in the workplace. Very often we work in groups which are small or modest, and the environment that the book also has application is in those environments where there might be teaching in the sense of mentoring or the transfer of knowledge, workplace training. The book is certainly applicable to those environments and draws on my experience in larger and smaller organizations to deliver some useful practices.
Well, it's a fabulous undertaking. How long did it take, Nigel, to complete your 100 pages and get it ready for press?
Broadly, it took just on a year, and it was completed prior to the pandemic, but I revised it as we experienced, as we all experienced, the COVID impact. And the most significant observation, which I mentioned in the book, which is made also in a number of United Nations reports, is that we need to reimagine education. And I was very pleased to be able to prepare the book in anticipation of that environment, but also essentially on the crest of an environment where reimagining, rethinking, agility, moving fast, were a number of themes, and the book was accepted for publication by Archway during that period.
Excellent. You have also one chapter that I think, from a worldwide perspective, and I am calling from the United States, you are in Australia, I have not visited Australia, but one of the hot topics for the world to absorb and understand is culturally sensitive and inclusive teaching. How did you approach that particular topic?
I approached it from a personal perspective, which was that I have worked extensively in Australia with diverse groups from diverse cultural backgrounds, and I've also both taught and worked in Indigenous communities, Indigenous Australians. And in work which I've done with other domains, increasing numbers of females in the workplace and in the classroom. So the intention of that chapter is to be broad, to be inclusive, but also to draw on fundamental principles around access to education, fairness, and consistency of delivery, but allowing for circumstances to be adjusted. And in each of the teaching environments that I've had the pleasure and privilege of working in, there have often been very sophisticated environments and assistants who play a significant role with that very important topic and assisting teachers teach in their special domains in an inclusive and diverse way.
Beautiful. There is a passion that underscores your book and its content for sure, but what do you want the reader to take away from this work?
The principal concept, which I'm hoping that will be of appeal to the reader, is to identify for themselves their own passion and interest in teaching, the importance for them to develop their own style. The case of technique is not intended to be prescriptive, but broadly to identify that the concept of teaching is a gift. And it is my intention and my modest hope that the book will stimulate the desires of teachers and those who want to teach globally in diverse environments, as we've discussed, to ensure that they identify what it is that they're passionate about, but also to improve their craft and develop it over time in educating adult learners.
You've described your book as an adult education, or described adult education as a key driver for change globally. What is that change, and how is it going to be affected by your work?
One of the most significant observations, which is one which has been made by many, has been the concept of what's often known as the educational technology divide. The differential between those who are literate and those who are illiterate. Currently, the figures estimate that there are approximately 770 million individuals worldwide who are illiterate, two-thirds of whom are women.
Incredible.
And it's intended that by assisting teachers to develop their skills and to enhance their techniques in an effective way, which enables teaching to be delivered according to international adult learning best practice, that gap can be closed through literacy, but also through the use and effective use of technology. It is the case that some environments have been able to adapt to the pandemic by the use of technology, but we also know that there are many environments, many countries where technology is not as available and the digital divide, as it's sometimes called, exists. So the concepts within the book are intended to be used to draw upon essentially the most simple themes that can be used in a one-to-one or one-to-two environment, as well as into broad educational platforms for teaching and learning, such as a broadcast or a MOOC, as they're sometimes called.
You have, is this your primary book? Is this the first one that you have penned in this arena, or have you also worked on other projects that are similar?
No, this is my first book in this area. I've penned a number of publications in other areas, not least of which in journal articles and my PhD, but the this book is the first book of this nature, and I'm very excited to be releasing it internationally.
You've described it as a book that reimagines teaching in today's environment. How would you, in a couple of sentences, give the stump speech for those listeners and get them interested in getting a copy of this? What would you say to introduce this?
The principal aspect of the book, which I hope will ensure that it has both appeal and impact for anyone who reaches to it, is that when we teach, we are given a gift, and it's the gift of knowledge essentially in our hands, together with the responsibility to share it. This gift is a gift of receiving from our students as they learn and discovering. Sometimes teaching is said to be filled with aha or discovery moments, and to assist them in that process. And finally, and importantly, although this book is not intended to be a self-help book per se, it certainly is intended to help the reader on an individual basis, that gift of teaching, as we teach, we certainly, in my own experience, I have learned much more about myself. And the intention of the book is to facilitate any of the readers learning more about themselves.
Did you enjoy the process? If you did, were there challenges in getting this to print?
One of the challenges which I did enjoy most was the challenge of actually writing passionately from both the head and the heart. A lot of my practice work in the legal environment is very objective, very strongly influenced by legal thinking, legal and critical analysis. In writing the book, I was given a much greater freedom, and one of the observations which you mentioned to me, Jay, in this interview about the length of the book is that I resisted the temptation to write more broadly. I decided to write on a platform basis, essentially, to ensure that the techniques were accessible, that the thinking was clear and cogent. And that process does take time and sweat and effort, but on balance, it really was the most pleasurable experience to be able to put it together, to have the assistance of Archway and their editorial team and those close advisors who assisted me with the book in putting it together, and really delighted that it has come to fruition and that it's available around the world.
Well, it's fantastic. The title of the book again is Teaching Professionals: The Art of the Teaching Professional and How to Teach Professionals the KSIP Technique. My guest author, who's joined me from Australia, is Dr. Nigel Wilson. Dr. Wilson, where can my listeners and those who are in the teaching profession get a copy of this?
The book is available through the Archway Publishing Bookstore, which is accessible online and is most easily accessed by doing a search for that platform. And the Archway Publishing search also by adding in Nigel Wilson Teaching Professionals, we'll find you there. There are some other platforms available, but principally I would recommend the listener use the Archway Publishing Bookstore platform.
That's a good place to search. Amazon and other booksellers online will probably also have a copy of this, but the search should be under Teaching Professionals, The Art of the Teaching Professional and How to Teach Professionals, the KSIP Technique. Author Nigel Wilson, PhD. Sir, thank you for joining me today and sharing your story. This sounds like you may have also hedged your bet a little bit on writing a short version of this in case you wanted to do a follow-up. Is that something that's in the future?
You're very insightful. No, that's very kind. it is my hope that there might be another format for the book as well. My own interests are various and diverse, from law through to Indigenous rights and cybersecurity. And certainly there may be other opportunities for the book to be tailored into particular domains, but it is intended that it's a true adult education learning and teaching environment, which is not domain specific at this stage, but that might be. As I conclude in the book, I would invite the reader also to add their own chapters, because the environment of teaching is one which is a very personal one, and I hope that those who are teaching now are able to access it and inspired by it. And if it is that there's another opportunity for me to write again more broadly, then I'll certainly hope to do that.
Beautiful job. Thank you, sir, for joining us today and sharing your story. Again, the title, Teaching Professionals, The Art of the Teaching Professional, and How to Teach Professionals, the KSEP Technique, is the subtitle. And again, thank you, sir, for joining me from Australia today, and best of luck in the future. Maybe we'll get to visit again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
My pleasure. For Archway Publications, this is J. Douglas Barker.
You've been listening to Indie Book Publishing. Join us again next week at noon Eastern.